Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Deport from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, black women and white men. do some black women in relationships with white men do so because they hate black men? One black professor thinks more black women should marry white men because white men are their path to optimizing their success. I was just wondering, after reading some of this stuff, well, particularly that guy, Mr. Banks stuff, if it is as simple as marrying a white man. I have some white men in Kensington who would probably love to date a black woman seeking success. Are black women marrying white men celebrated? Is that like, you know, you go girl like type situation? And are black men who marry white women frowned upon? Some people seem to think so. This scenario going on. And we know we had individual expectations and perceptions and things like that. Right? So I guess this is some media stuff. You know, when we get to the media first, representative, right? Because you're getting cast around the globe, that image, you know, and that perception is getting tossed around to people never met you before, don't know. As what's that word? Floyd Mayweather's father says, don't know ish about black folks. So they're getting it from the media. Anyway, so I thought, what are some qualities, you know, skin color? It can't be a quality for a marriage. It just doesn't make sense to me. So I have, you know, things that I think that would make a good, you know, relationship if you're trying to, you know, hook up with somebody for the rest of your life. But then let me look and see what somebody else is going to say. So I went to this thing called Marriage.com. Say, what this writer what was the best qualities of a good life partner. 10 characteristics, right? She named 10. They share a strong emotional connection with you. They show physical affection. They respect you. Exhibit unwavering commitment. They communicate openly. They are your best friend. They share amazing sexual chemistry with you. They give you undivided attention. They value the concept of mutual trust. And they practice forgiveness. I'm not saying that's absolutely it. And, you know, I'm sure other people have a list of things that they think is a good mate for them. Because for you, it means exactly that. What's good, what works for you. Right? So, and I'm not saying that this is 10, the only 10 things. Might be 20, might be 30, might be 5, I don't know. It's about you, right? Anyway. What, no mention of race in this girl's scenario of what's a good marriage partner? She never mentioned race. So I went to BET.com, right? You know, they're talking about this successful woman wants to be, the road to success is the white man for a black woman. And that's a black guy saying that. He got some letters behind his name. That doesn't mean anything to me, but that might mean something to some other people. You know, it means something, but it doesn't mean it, that they're absolutely correct in what they're saying, or they don't even know what they say. You just got to read it and make that decision for yourself. Anyway, so I look back and see about, you know, just try to go into blacks being successful. Right? Outside of us inventing just almost a lot of things that you see and use, right? How many black, I said, you know, I said to myself, how many black women were married to white men Tulsa, Oklahoma. I don't know if y'all know about that. It's most famous for being destroyed by a white community in 1921. But before that, it was a thriving, self-thriving community in the midst of all the entrapments of oppression and racism. I keep mentioning that for a reason, because, you know, sure, we have racism today, we have oppression and all this slick stuff going on and stuff. People, you know, putting dope in the community, guns in the community. We don't have to fall for that, you know. But here's a group of people who, you know, they were successful economically and socially in their community. They wasn't shooting each other in their community. They were practicing collective economics, and the community was an affluent community, you know. And I heard once you come into that community, they help you. You get help. You ain't no sitting on the street corner with a can begging for money. Ain't none of that. So that's kind of community that was. It was Elaine, Arkansas, 1919, Rosewood, Florida, which I had thought that it happened earlier than 1923. But anyway, Cole, Louisiana, these are successful black communities, 1873, Atlanta Massacre, 96, and more. Here are successful black communities that are or were destroyed by white communities. So, point being that a long time ago, seems like black folks married each other and were successful. Another then I looked and said, well, okay, what about now? And somebody might say, well, that's some old stuff. What have you done lately? Right? So I looked at the 10 richest black communities in America, which I didn't know exist. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not the sharpest knife in the kitchen. Turns out we got Unionville, New York. We got Hillcrest, New York. Unionville, average income, $76,553. Hillcrest, New York, $76,960. Friendly, Maryland, average income, $82,827. Whitmore, Maryland, average income, $103,438. Kettering, Maryland, average income, $108,008. Fort Washington, Maryland, average income, $114,243. Mitchellville, Maryland, $118,022. Ladera Heights, California, average income, $132,824. Baldwin Hills, California, average income, $57,033, right? View Park, Windsor Hill, California, I got that number, $168,000. So I thought to myself, I said, myself, am I to assume that the black women in these communities are married to white men? If black men do not make six figures, are they to consider themselves unsuccessful, failures, underachievers, or just not worthy of a six-figure woman, six-figure black woman? Just what is success anyway? Does education and economic system make a woman better than a man who doesn't have the same level of education income? I read an article that was quite disturbing where black women were celebrating a black woman marrying a white man while cursing black men. Like she made a move, you know, to stab in the back or the heart to black men. One expressed using the union as a weapon or a blow against black men. And I thought, I'm like, I need to get out of the house a little more, probably. But I didn't know that we were at war with black women. Black men was at war with black women, or maybe some pockets are experiencing some kind of war, something I don't know. You know, and I'm not ashamed to say I don't know. I read another article about black men who received condescending comments from black women and another rejection. It says, I'm black. I've been made fun of for years by various black girls. They were so rough and aggressive. Also being mouth, like having big mouth, right? Other girls of different races aren't good either. But black girls have stuck it to me that I just refused to date them. He said, so he was getting it from all races. He said, but the black girls, I guess, were better at insulting him. And he stuck it to him the hardest, I guess. So, and this is a black man. I don't know what he looks like. I don't know what his deal is. He's injured. He says, I guess mostly by the black girls. He says the black girls stuck it there, but different races aren't so good either, but black girls have stuck it to me. Yeah, so they must be good at insulting people, these black girls he ran into. Not everybody's good at throwing those insults around. So we can't know every black woman or man, black man. Those proper soft speaking black folks or any folk can wage an attack on you also. You know, you can be attacked by people who speak in King English perfectly. Don't think that because somebody gets sassy that they are the only aggressive people on the planet. And beware of the people who come in peace and bring swift destruction. Trust me. Read. Sleep with someone else and be aggressive without yelling or showing their fangs. It seems what people don't like is people who have negative energy, who are deceptive and belittling, overtly or covertly, right? Because there's more than one way to skin a cat. Those are not black or white qualities, but if all you see is a person of a particular race or sex exhibiting these qualities, some people have a tendency to exaggerate just who fits this description, thus creating a stereotype for a particular group of people. We should be mindful not to convict everyone for the actions of a few, even if that few appear to be many or most of your encounters. That's just you. If you are attracted to a person of another so-called race, it shouldn't be because you hate your own people or many people. Note, not everyone marries for love or lust, right? Some are very calculated, right? That for richer or poorer thing in the marriage vow just doesn't cut it for some of these suitors, right? That, you know, you take this person, blah, 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 for richer or for poor. That means like, yo, if he makes $1 million, you with him. If he makes 40, 30, you still with this man. You with him. To think and thin, what they call that, ride or die, right? That's real ride or die, right? You with him to the end, right? So, I don't know. It looks like we have a caller already. I'm going to hold on, caller. I got you. From News 1, black male professor thinks more black women should marry white men. And they said the question, what do y'all think, right? So the author is explaining it in his article, and he's commenting at the same time. It's kind of like what I do on a show. He says, black women should not be held hostage to the struggles of black men. Ralph Richard Banks, that quote from Mr. Banks. So who is Mr. Banks? Is the Jackson Eli Reynolds Professor of Law at Stanford Law School. He's a co-founder and faculty director of the Stanford City for Racial Justice. Banks is also a black man who appears to believe black women are better off marrying white men because, in his opinion, white men are their path to optimizing their success. Okay, so we got lost the caller. Banks recently penned an op piece for the New York Post, right? He said the two most powerful positions in the United States government will soon be held for the first time by black women, Kamala Harris and Ketanji Brown Jackson, right? You know, Kamala Harris is questionably black Indian. I don't know what she calls herself, right? I hear a lot of people debating that, how she switched it. And then we have Ketanji Brown, right? Two black women married to white guys, right? The vice president of the United States and Jackson will soon become a Supreme Court justice, right? They said they share a personal attribute that is equally noteworthy. Each have a white husband. I don't understand that. How does a white husband have to do with these people's upbringing? I know Kamala had a long relationship with a brother, allegedly, should I say. Because I don't know Kamala at all. And I don't know what they're talking about. Anyway, he said that fact is significant in reference to Jackson and Harris' marriages to Caucasian men, but he doesn't really explain why it's significant. He said they're married to white guys, but he doesn't say what makes that significant. Which, inquiring minds want to know. But we're not going to find that out because I don't know this dude, and he's not saying why, right? Jackson doesn't attribute her success to her white husband. So where's Banks getting it from? Jackson attributes her success and interest in the legal field to her black father, who is an attorney, right? Not only is a white man not responsible for her success, but it has been white men who have been pulling out every racist trope in the book of veiled white supremacy and opposing her during her confirmation hearings, right? So they've been taking shots at her, basically. Right? And there were plenty of well-known and successful black women who are married to black men. Then they named probably one of the most famous, Michelle Obama, right? And the author says it's just really pointless to be that the antidotal and the premise of a message that is meant blanketly, what Banks does go on to make statistical arguments. All right, so everybody know what statistics are, right? Based on the group of people surveyed, right? It's like on Steve Harvey, you see him on that show, when they be, they say 100 people surveyed, that's 100 people surveyed. They take another 100 people surveyed, they might get another number one answer, another number two answer, and so forth like that, right? So statistics come from things like that, right? Anyway, according to Brookings Institute data, black men are less likely than black women to have completed high school and 50% less likely to have attained a four-year college degree. Yet despite the shortage of suitable black partners, black women have also been least likely to marry any minority group of their race, right? That's from the Pew Research Center, right? So, if white men are their path to optimizing their success, and success is what they believe they can achieve by marrying a white man, sounds superstitious, but good luck with that. Still, black women have also been the least likely of any minority group to marry outside of their race. Right? Because they probably don't share that concept right there, a lot of them. I don't know if any black women on deck tonight, please shed some light on it, because I can't speak for black women because I'm not a black woman. I can only make assumptions and, you know, yes. Still, black men and women have been least likely of any minority group to marry outside of their race. That might be why some black women may feel some kind of way when a black man shows up with a white woman. Not a match with a black woman because a high school diploma, a college or a master's degree, is it acceptable for him to get a white woman with a high school diploma, college or master's degree, or not? Somebody tell me, because what game is, this is a new game to me. High school diplomas and college degrees, what do they have to do with honesty, dedication, commitment, loyalty, respect, and love? Somebody help me, because I'm not the relationship king, but last time I looked, I could have swore that, you know, honesty, dedication, commitment, loyalty, respect, and love way more than a PhD in a relationship. I could be wrong. As I said, I'm not the sharpest knife in the kitchen, but I'm not the butter knife either. Anyway, to say two shall become one, that is how close you should be. I take a woman with those attributes, honesty, dedication, commitment, loyalty, respect, and love, right, over a woman with 10 college degrees any day. That's me speaking personally. How can so-called race supersede, come before honesty, dedication, commitment, loyalty, respect, and love? I'm perplexed. You know, it doesn't make sense that anybody's even thinking like that, right? Scriptures also say you should not be unequally yoked, from BibleStudy.org. Do not be unevenly yoked with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and lawlessness have in common? And what fellowship does light with darkness? And what union does Christ have with thou, right? Or an unbeliever, 2 Corinthians 6:14-15, right? Anyway, so Paul is drawing his analogy from the Old Testament prohibition against yoking an ox with a donkey, right? Yoking means, you tie the animals up to a cart. You know, a donkey's a lot smaller than an ox, right? So you want the cart to be pulled evenly, you know, or more evenly, because even between two animals, one may be stronger than the other. This is the way life is. But a mule is at a adverse disadvantage. So they're unequally yoked. The yoke is that thing that go on the back of them, that big board, as you see, right? So, that makes sense. That's a metaphor, right? Because if I'm trying to pull something, I'm gonna burn my ox out because I got a yoke to an ox. So you don't have to be a Christian to see that if someone's personality, lifestyle, belief is in conflict with what you believe or are willing to accept, that person is not a good choice for a mate. You're already in conflict because you don't like, you may like that person. She may look like the girl of your dream, superwoman, whatever. And but everything else about her, you don't like. You're in conflict with, right? That's not a good mate. You can't be in conflict internally or externally with a person you are marrying, right? I hate arguing. Even more, I hate having something to argue about. If you think you are better than a person with no formal degrees or diplomas, your relationship is doomed if it ever gets started. You can call an electrician to turn your lights on, but he can't turn you on. Lucky for the brothers, many sisters are not turning in their crowns, right? Mr. Banks go on, says, rather than partner with men of other races, the study says, rather than partner with many other races, many heterosexual black women either don't marry or marry black men with whom they are not especially well matched. And these mismatched relationships contribute to African Americans having the highest divorce rate of any racial group. In fact, black women are the only demographic to have a higher divorce rate than marriage rate. So, skin color does not dictate what a good match is any more than a pretty face, nice breasts, and a firm bottom does. All it does is get you attention and in the door. Article went on to say, Banks does passively attribute these statistics to systemic racism. It's still telling that he has reduced suitability to financial formal education status and has concluded that these are mismatched relationships. So I guess if you got a PhD, you need to marry a guy with a PhD or at least two master degrees. I don't know. Banks also talked about a book he wrote, Marriage for All, Is Marriage for White People? He explained in his book why black women should not be pressured to sacrifice their own chances for happiness out of some misplaced loyalty to black men. What the? Y'all heard that? They shouldn't sacrifice their own chances for happiness out of some misplaced loyalty for black men. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Medgar Evers are rolling over in their grave right there. What kind of nonsense is that? Misplaced loyalty to black men. What are they talking about? Should black women feel beholden to black men under the guise of advancing the race? I wonder if Claude Anderson know about this guy. Umar probably would want to have something to say about that. Anyway, if the price of racial solidarity, togetherness, unity is a bad intimate relationship, then the cost is too high, he said. Black women should not be held hostage to the struggles of black men. My thing is, the guy says, this is not Banks saying this, this is the guy that wrote the article. He says, Banks doesn't seem to have a very high opinion of black men or black women. I'm agreeing with that because Banks, a black man, doesn't think much of black folks. Banks is in a black unity. Fortunately, Banks is of no consequences. It's his provocative thought. Black men have often led the way. Matt Turner, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Chris Garvey, the Nation of Islam, right? We had a couple of figures that came out of there, right? No matter what you think of them, they have led the way for black people. Come out of there, you have Malcolm X and Muhammad Ali come out of there. And today you got Louis Farrakhan, right? You have the NFAC, the Not Effing Around something. I forget what that last one stands for, commission or something like that. And you have the APSP, the African People's Socialist Party, right? And NFAC, that's the Grandmaster Jack. That's that group of armed black soldiers, right, who are up at these scenes where these people are being gunned down by the police and nothing's being done, right? African People Socialist Party, I've talked about them in a couple of weeks ago. They are working in the community toward help building the infrastructures of black communities on their own, right? Black Panther Party, right? With Huey P. Newton, Bobby Seale, Elvis Cleveland, you know, Fred Hampton, who they killed in bed, and more. Black women have been right beside them. Still, if there is such a black woman who has separated herself from the struggle of the black people, she needs to inform the white people who will refer to her as a nigger and target her that she is not in the game or not one of us. Racism is a bitch. Good luck with that. They will remind you of who you are. The black woman should separate herself from the struggle as if black people volunteered for oppression and racism. Like it's some kind of paintball game and she's quitting the game. No black person wants to play this game, but we are forced to. Education and income appear to be factors in selecting a mate. Education does not necessarily make you knowledgeable and wise. Education does not guarantee honesty, dedication, commitment, loyalty, respect, and love. It doesn't always place you in a higher income bracket. If women are shopping for a man who earns twice as much as she does or who can take care of her, it sounds more like a business arrangement and for some, an unrealistic goal. Because everybody's not in the same station in life. So we're going to tell somebody living on 22nd Street, you know, they need to look for a middle class, upper middle class black man to marry. Really. Anyway, some women don't want to be the primary provider. It appears that the higher the income bracket, the higher the income standard is for the man and the higher the physical standard of beauty is for the man, as Kevin Samuels often explains to some women. You know, a lot of people might not like that guy, but these guys with this money, just look at them. They all get these, they like they have a showpiece on the side of their arm. They're not making a $250,000 a year. There's some what they perceive as a substandard woman on their arm. You know, you're gonna have to be that chick that was with him from the beginning in order to be up on that guy's arm. So, but a lot of them go for, you know, Kevin Samuels said they go for the show pieces. You got to be looking good. Better give me a head turner. Anyway, sometimes I wonder if we are looking for love or looking for things that we love. Still, I see relatively poor black men and white women hooking up, black women and white men hooking up. They don't have a lot of money at all. They're in relatively poor neighborhoods. In some parts of the country, I've seen a lot of so-called race mixing, and not everyone has letters behind their names. What makes marrying a white person such a big deal in the USA is that it was once taboo, against the law, and many black men had died for looking at a white woman or being accused of touching a white woman. Well, 14-year-old Emmett Till was brutally tortured and murdered after a white woman accused him of whistling at her. They call it wolf whistling, right? He's like, I can only wish. Oh, hey, all right. But y'all get the point, right? So white people have declared themselves high, right? And the black people have been declared low by law and social economic position, right? Still black people working in unity managed to be successful in spite of the oppression and racism, right? Message. Now Banks wants at least some black women to perceive white males as their white Jesus or savior. You want to come up, you got to marry this white dude. So, the rest of the articles all went on to say about Mr. Banks. Do black women not have the agency to make decisions for themselves? Has Banks considered the possibility that for various reasons that don't include misplaced loyalty in the race, black women just prefer to be with black men? Just prefer a partner that shares a cultural common ground, which makes a lot of sense. What you around, what you see the most is what you probably will be connected to. Doesn't mean that you won't marry somebody outside of your race, but, you know, it's what you're used to. And it's probably why you have a lot more people not marrying outside of the race than you do doing that. Because people gravitate to people that they're comfortable with. Looks like we have a caller. 4804. Welcome to Provocative Thought.
What's happening?
What's happening, brother?
It's a regular practice today to have interracial marriage. I remember 4 years ago, it was taboo, but now it's more accepted. And you have a new category now called biracial. And you have a lot of biracial brothers and sisters walking around here. But
hold up, wait a minute, hold up, stop right there. You mean a new category called biracial? So is are you saying that black folks and white folks having children just started?
No, it's been going on. It's been going on for thousands and thousands of years.
Right. So how do we get a new category of people?
I mean, because it's accepted now. So you got to be put in a grouping. Got to be put in a sociological grouping. And it's called biracial. But always been biracial. Light-skinned black folks who was raped by the slave master. That's in the slave master.
What were they considered? Mulatto, right? That's like calling you a mule. Who is a cross between a horse and a jackass. That's what mulatto is.
Black folks at one time were considered human beings. They were considered chattel.
So they were still chattel slaves because they were considered black. Am I right or not? Are they white or are they not?
They were considered animals. As a fact, horses have more stock than blacks back then in slavery.
Gotcha. Are we talking about the white skinned so called children of an interracial union? Because we know that not everybody comes out looking white skinned. Some people come out looking like they are African fathers.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yes, we're talking about light skin.
Right, they're talking about light skinned people. So light skinned people equal another race.
If you came out dark skin, you kind of escaped. You know, especially if you was a white woman.
So are you biracial? Is that a biracial person or not? Like, I think, who that? Lenny Kravitz. I think his mom is white.
The meaning of a biracial person is that you have two parents that's from different cultures. It only have to be necessarily a white person or a black person. It could be a black person and a Latino person. It could be an Asian person and a white person. So you have a lot of biracial people. Matter of fact, Farrakhan's son married a white woman. So it's been
no problem here. I got no problem with that.
Huh?
I have no problem with his son marrying a white woman.
Well, the only thing I'm going to say, you can't talk one thing. You can't talk one perspective and live another perspective. In other words, you got to practice with the preach.
Right.
You know, just like it's like a preacher standing up there saying, don't fornicate. And he got five women pregnant in church.
In church.
So you really got to practice what you preach. And you cannot be about black liberation and marry outside your race. I mean, marry the culture that is bringing on oppression. Because blacks and Latinos have been marrying each other for thousands of years, and that's been accepted. I grew up with Puerto Ricans that had black parents and a Puerto Rican parent. That's to me, that's not even biracial. You know, biracial is more or less than me. It's mad. I don't know why the United States of America or the Western world, the European world, is always intrigued what's going on in somebody's family. And that's something that should be off limits. And can you imagine Malcolm having a white woman on his arm? You know, but if he did, it's okay. I mean, to each his own.
He believed that in the end. Malcolm, in the end, he believed that. The Mecca saw white Muslims.
I think he was more or less hurt feelings. Because his feelings was hurt by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So anything at that time the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was saying, he was going to state the opposite of it. But if you talk about black liberation or black nationalism, there are circles. Those circles just can't. Maybe now it is, but there are circles that you just cannot. You just can't do it. You know, you just can't do it. I'm not saying you can never do it. I just can't do it right now. Not at this climate. Black Americans, not with this climate. I mean, the Black American culture is really dying. And what I mean by dying, I'm talking about morally and spiritually. The Black American culture is really dying. And the only way, and I'm going to tell you something too. I'm going to tell you something else. At one time, and it still is.
Yeah.
The European culture always got our brightest and our best. W.E.B. Du Bois was talking about that. They always take our best and our brightest. And it didn't take much to influence black professionals to come to the other side. Whatever's left over, yeah, man. You can marry this white woman. You can have some kids. You can live in the suburbs. You can live in a mansion. You know, you be accepted. You're part of us. You know, and always look good. You know, I always say the grass seems greener on the other side, but a lot comes with that living like a European. A lot comes with it. You talk about giving up your identity, and in fact, we're almost there as a collective. We are giving up our identity as a Black American culture. Matter of fact, we'd rather be something else than be Black American. We'd rather be Indians than be Black American.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this guy? What do you think about this a black woman's chances of optimizing her chances for survival marrying a white dude?
She's been doing that. There's nothing
new.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Is that true or false to you? Is it true, false, is it real? Is it? That's because we have the two examples to use. White guys have nothing to do with their success.
I can never say it's wrong or right. Only I can say that going on for hundreds of years. There's nothing new, whether it's done willingly or unwillingly. It's nothing new. Now it has become a criteria. In order for you to move up the ladder in this country, you got to marry a white boy.
Really?
Look at the Supreme Court Justice. Look at the Vice President of the United States.
Explain Obama.
Well, he had a white mother.
So you're saying you got to have some degree of relationship to all white folks in order to move up.
In order to be invited to the party, yes. Yes, you cannot be going into the party talking about black power and all that. Okay.
Was Colin Powell married to a white woman?
Compromise.
Was Colin Powell married to a white woman?
No.
There you go.
He was married. But Colin Powell is one of a thousand. They respect Colin Powell, but he had to lie for the white boy. He had to lie for Bush. He had to lie for him. He had to bamboozle a whole United Nation. So in retrospect, you know, he's married in another way.
Well, so he's on the team. We're not saying he's not on the team because he's a general. So he's on the team, but what he doesn't have is he doesn't fit that scenario.
Let me tell you something. Colin Powell was supposed to be the first black president, but his wife said no. There's some reason why his wife said no. And she was quoted saying, and I think it was Essie magazine, that they are not going to be snooping around about our past. I think Colin Powell has some type of sexual past. And it was going to come out, and the wife said, no. Coca-Cola Powell was supposed to run for president right after George Bush. He wouldn't want to. I wouldn't vote for him. He would have won. Because Colin Powell ain't, you know, he might be a Republican, but he was a Republican that is for the empowerment of Black Americans.
Okay. Republican, Democrat. Uh-huh. Some people put a lot of stake in it, but I don't see what the Democrats are doing.
Oh, please. Democrats are... This is the Democrats' model when it comes to us. Listen to us, but don't promise us anything. Democrats campaign black, but govern white. You know, so I don't trust the Democrat as far as I can go. I'm trying to keep up and tell you this for years. Since they have this platform that black folks got to get their own agenda. And I mean, like, hey, if I had a voice, I'll tell you, I say, man, let's boycott the upcoming elections. Let's boycott. Let's not vote. And let's see who gets in there. If we want our vote, we got to go to court, something in writing, saying if you win, you're going to do A, B, C, and D. You know, if it's moot anyway, if you don't win, who cares? But you have a politician. They bid for the Asian folk. They bid for the Jewish folk. They bid for the folks. All they got to do with us is carry a bottle of hot sauce in the pocketbook or blow a saxophone.
Well, you know what? I'm going to use your theory of those folks that they bid for. What do they look like?
Huh?
The folks that they go out,
they what?
Right? What do they look like?
Well, I think they bid for the Asian vote, and they bid for the Jewish vote.
Right, What do they look like? They are politicians. Right, what do these people look like that they're going out for? The Asians and the Jewish and the Ukrainians and who? What do they look like? Do they look like us?
Oh, no.
Right.
No, there's
a common denominator right there, right? So,
well, the common denominator, they have economic power, and they don't beg the United Nations. They don't beg the United States for anything. Man, I'm going to get off this phone call. My voice is about to go.
All right. Well, you sound good, man.
Man, I'm struggling the last 5 minutes to talk, man.
Hey, sounds good, man.
My first time talking, man. All right, call it, man.
All right, Ken, thanks for calling, man.
All right.
Peace. Well, that's very interesting. It's good to know. It's, they got a new category of people for people who have been in existence before the United States even was on a form. But that's interesting right there. Anyway, the whole thing about black women, you know, have been the least likely to marry any minority group to marry outside their race. The vast majority of black men still marry black women. So, and to me, you can't worry about who anybody marries. You understand what I'm saying? You got to keep on keeping on, right? Just like we had a discussion about, you know, helping the black community, saving black community, help the black community save itself. You're not going to baby save everybody. There's some people who are in a place in their life where that is exactly where they want to be at. They're comfortable, and you're not going to baby save them at the point that you decide that, hey, it's time for you to stop doing what you're doing, turn your life around. I've been in that position myself. People just saying things to me in my face. Why are you hanging with these guys? I had it happen to me. They didn't change me. I changed later on, though. No. So you can't change people when you want to change them. They're going to change you when they want to change, right? So not going to be able to save everybody. You're not going to be able to control who likes who falls in love with who feels what is the better advantage for who. These things happen. And that's where I'm coming from. So they happen. Let's talk about it. You know, because the only thing I say about this, some of the things the guy's saying, the black struggle with white supremacy actually forced or reinforced black people to unite in marriage and the social political arenas. That's how you got Tulsa. You understand what I'm saying? They were forced in that. Not saying that black people didn't like each other. I'm not even saying that. But I'm saying they were forced to work with each other because them white folks didn't want them over there. So that's a message there. There's a lesson there, you know. So people really need to go back and check out your history and read what people did and how they did it. Because we're moving in the opposite direction of that right now, as Brother said. So love and greed have fewer boundaries, though. So if you love somebody, you know, you're going to cross that line, as many people did a long time ago. Back in the time when it was lethal, deadly for you to cross that line, especially a black man, right? So they went on to say that if Banks' overall message, the guy says, Banks' overall message is that more black women should expand their dating and marriage parameters to include non-black men to have higher chances of successful marriage. He said he don't necessarily disagree with that. There are actually certain black women who would agree, and those women should do what they want. My problem with him is jumping to the conclusion that he knows more about black women, about what black women want and need than they do. To insulate that women's dating practices are a result of them feeling like hostages to blackness rather than blackness simply being important to them is condescending and anti-black. And I'm in total agreement with what he just said. So why is he defaulting to white men? Because, you know, there are Latinos, there's Asians, right? Why is he defaulting to white men? It sounds like that sounds like black man, sounds like a white supremacist idea. It's like he's seeing the world through the eyes of white men, right? Banks doesn't suggest black women open themselves to marrying Asian men, South Asian men, or men of any other non-black race, just white. Something's wrong with that picture, right? He says, in his opinion, Banks, for the most part, is on some self-loathing, simple, Sambo, S-H-I-T. I didn't say it, but I'm not going to disagree with him, right? See, what do y'all think? So, you know, I think Banks has lost his mind. That's why he defaults to white men. Again, the white man is greater, better than the black man, and the black man is not only beneath the white man, but beneath the black woman, or at least a black woman who is trying to be successful in business and marriage. Didn't billionaires Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos get divorced? What about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie? Not everybody lives happily ever after. Black or white. Black and black. White and black. Based on Banks' illustrious theory. A black woman who hooks up with a white man is a shoe-in for success in both her marriage and business life. Hooking up with a black man would be advantageous. Guess Oprah is in really big trouble. Bank wants to put a white man at the head of a black family by discouraging black women from engaging black men. The black woman needs a white man to succeed, and the black man is a loser. I guess there are no poor white men in the USA, And white guys don't have any problems. They're perfect or close to it. It sounds like Banks perceives the black man and woman as being weak. I'm going to say he's goofy and stupid. We know that black unity is the way to black success. It is not racist. It is necessary. How could a weak people survive over 400 years of oppression and tyranny and contribute to so much to an ungrateful, undeserving entity? Marry who you love and who loves and respects you, not because you hate black men or black women. Remember, statistics will not save your marriage. You. How you are being and choices you make previously and after getting married can. You have to choose wisely. You think you're just going to pick a white dude and that's going to be your, get you in. That may get you in a white club. That's not going to get you success in life. You know what I'm saying? You know, I may get you in a white family because you married into it. But if you think that's a big deal, you got problems. It looks to me as if marriage, like a lot of things, is a lot of things to different people, no matter how much you put into it, it's a roll of the dice. In this case, it's okay to stack the dice. Sometimes you win, and sometimes you will lose. From your web, E-U-R-W-B, opinion, the black cat. When black women date white men, it's love. When black men date white women, it's betrayal. This is what I was talking about in the beginning. And I'm saying, is that real? Is that the way we're doing it, or just the way some people are doing it? Because I haven't heard this here. I haven't heard this, but we're going to take a look at it. They said it's, they talked about Serena Williams' engagement to a white internet mogul, a tennis pro, and habitual swirler. I guess that means she messed with white guys, right? Received a thorough outpouring of support and congratulations from her fans, many of whom are female and African American, they say, right? I wonder how they counted that. In the same month, House of Pain actor Lance Gross posted a photo to Instagram of himself and a group of his guy friends getting cozy during a holiday retreat with their very attractive and very fair-skinned, maybe white, female companion. It was an outrage and sparked by this image was jaw-dropping. To say at the least, they say it was highly hypocritical in comparison to the positive reaction that Williams' engagement received. The dichotomy suggests that it's permissible for black women to find love outside of their race, but when black men do the same, it's perceived as an act of betrayal. So that's consistent with what Banks is saying. It's okay for the black woman to marry outside of her race, right? He said, but black men, when they marry a white woman, they fail. I didn't get that far to that statistic anyway. But if, they didn't say they failed. They just said that the percentage for all failures is higher, right? Doesn't mean that none of those marriages are successful either. It's always successes and always failures, right? Anyway. In 2014, actor Omari Hardwick, and I think that's Ghost, ain't it? Was forced to defend his honor of a Caucasian wife after black women called her ugly all across social media. Why? Tell you, Omari Hardwick, little short, stocky, built dude, like he be in the gym all the time, right? Tay Diggs, right? Appeared on daytime talk show and was pressured into defending his decision to marry a white woman. Kobe Bryant married his Latino wife, Vanessa. They say he was shunned by the black community. I don't remember that. I think the only problem they had with Kobe is he didn't want to come to Philly and play. That's what I heard. I don't know about anybody saying he's him married, is just shunning him for marrying this Latina woman. Like, oh, all right, Kobe, he's out of the club. What, we kicked him out of blackness? Anyway, they said parents shunned him also. But I don't know. I read something about that, and they just thought that was a little early for him to get married like that, you know. But apparently it worked out. But she was a very young girl that he married when he married her. In contrast, no one better than I when Lupita Nyong'o went public with her relationship with the Jared Leto. Lupita, is that the girl from what's that movie, The Panther, The Black Panther? I don't know. I think that's the girl from the girl that likes the Black Panther character. Anyway, I don't know who that is. When rapper Eve announced her engagement to a British entrepreneur, Maximilian Cooper, right? Another Caucasian, right? Her fans were briefly positive. No complaints last year when actress Takiya Sumpter announced she was pregnant with a white man's baby. Zoe Saldana is married, not to a black guy. Her relationship hasn't absorbed much of any criticism from the public. Clearly, there's a deep level of acceptance in society for black women swirl as opposed to the other way around. It's a gosh darn shame. I must have missed that book. Because like I said, I've been places where like that whole thing about a white guy with a black woman and a black guy with a white girl, it's like you're not going to take a double take for that. It's everywhere. And I see more of it in Philadelphia. So anyway, guy talked about when he's looking on Facebook, under the images here, there's a caption that said, after dating all these frogs, I have finally found my prince. I'm still not sure, but it seems like he said, by using the word frogs, referring to black men. Had she instead used the word monkeys to describe her past lovers, he would have been able to reach a more definite conclusion in reference of their ethnicity, right? So this is a black guy saying this, right? He said, basically, I support black-white love now, but only when it's sincere and product of self-hate and revenge, as I was saying earlier. Oh, we have another caller. Get to the caller. Oh, 036, welcome to the back of this start. Cute. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was wondering, all the outrage and stuff like that, is it possible that most of the outrage seems to be from women is because there isn't a lot of men showing a lot of concern with this issue or voicing their concern with the issue?
Well, they say they're saying one thing, they say it's not a lot of black suitable suitors. So what's happening is the white girls, the guys that everybody wants, the white girl get them. You know, that's what they're saying. And then some of these girls are saying these black guys is dogging them. So they could use getting a white boy as a stab in the back for the black man.
Right.
That's what they say. That's what I read. So let me show you what I'm talking about. It said It said what bothered me though, there were dozens of gleeful responses on the photo. One of the women responded saying, "Fuck these niggas, girl. Go ahead and get your swirl on." Another person said, "Love don't see no color. You two look beautiful. If black men don't know how to treat you, don't be loyal. Get even, said another. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm trying to see what in the world, where does that come from? Because, you know, if you're messing with these black guys, and if you need to look at the conditions in which you're allowing these guys to deal with you. Are they your husband messing over you? Or are they some guys that you're screwing around with for 6 months to a year? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you setting yourself up? Because you got to take responsibility for your own actions. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what these scenarios are with these girls or anything like that, but, you know, you got to look at how you are participated in your own mistreatment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's for everybody, male and female. You got to take some of that stuff on the chin yourself. You know what I'm saying? So you be too busy looking for the, you know, people cute, you know, attractive, got a nice job, got a nice car, willing to take me out, buy me stuff and all, whatever that is, and the girl with the nice butt and it's nice, you know, TNA and all that. And all right,
mm-hmm.
And what kind of pony show is that? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna do with that? You gotta do. You gotta put some work in. You gotta represent yourself. So, what are you representing in life? So I don't know where a lot of the stuff's coming from. I know what I'm reading, and I know sisters feel some kind of way sometimes when they do see a brother with a white girl, and I know that economically, in terms of if you have a lot of money flowing in economically to the black community. It's going to leave because if you die, your wife, who's Caucasian, is going to get that money. And that's not coming to the black community. I don't even know if that's an absolute thing. But there might be situations when two black people die, one of them spouse dies, still no money comes to the black community. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know what people are doing. But let's assume that all black people that have money are trying to help other black people out. So that would be that would impact on that in marriage of the economic power of black people. If that person married a white person and something happened to him. Or it might split the money up because that person might want you to do something for some group of white people. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I get it. I get what they say in terms of using our power, which is, this is a capitalist society. So economics in this society is power. You know, being to be proficient in the economic arena, that's a way that you exert, show, and perpetuate your own power. That makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if black people had, we were at 1.something%, 5% of the wealth. Now I think we grew a little bit. It's nothing. You know what I'm saying? We got to, this is something that we're not doing as a group of people. He said people are rolling as groups of people. You know what I'm saying? He said they're not, it's a race war, like a race. You know what I'm saying? It's like a race you run. That's what it is. So that makes sense to me. You know what I'm saying? The brother was on YouTube from the Nation Islam talking about all the money they spent. We spend enough money each over one year to be I think it was more than a country did. I forget what country it was, but he named a country that we spend more money than they did, but we don't have nothing to show for it. Talking about trillions of dollars, so we have power. Black power in this system is black economic power. Make no mistake about it. So, you know, if you marry a white girl, then, you know, like, you know how you back, you know, if you marry a person in a certain tribe, black or white, you belong to that tribe. So you marry a white girl, that she got to work for that tribe. You know what I'm saying? Or
mm-hmm.
black girl, she got to work for the tribe of her husband. But we all, you know, I mean, we, you know, I don't know. This thing about this using marrying a black dude to a white guy to hurt black guys, you ain't hurt me. You marry a white dude, hey, that don't hurt me. The only person that's going to hurt is you. He hurts you. You know what I mean? It's not hurting me. You know, I have to have this attitude with, I hate it. I hate to see a black girl with a white guy. Oh, I got to feel that way. That, oh, you know, I don't have time for that. I got too many other problems. You know what I'm saying? And worry about some chick I don't know messing with a white guy, marrying a white guy, loving a white guy. I don't got time for that. You know, good luck to you. I don't have no time for that.
Right. That's what I was saying before. Like, you was talking about the outrage and everything like that. Most of those responses and stuff like that probably came back from women. Guys are just like, oh, I ain't got time for this.
Right. That's what it was. It were women saying that. But the women were at this thing about, you know, you got a white guy, F some black guy. Why can't you just, that's what you like, I'm happy for you. Why gotta be you got a white guy, F the black guy? Because if it's like that, when you come to the hood and somebody knocking your head, we're going to be effing you. Oh, I ain't see nothing. Keep it moving. Handle it. You and your white man handle that. This is F us. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got that. Guess y'all got that. That man Superman going to help you out of that situation. It ain't no F us. Anybody didn't do nothing to you.
Mm-hmm.
We don't mean you. We don't even know these chicks. And here they are. They hate us. Just because, I don't know what happened. Somebody dogged them out. Betrayed them. Messed with their girlfriend. You know, whatever. Do you hate the person that they betrayed you with? You know what I'm saying? You got to understand that. People are attracted to you doesn't mean that they love you, want to know you for the rest of your life. That's a fact. That's pretty immature for you to even think that you meeting people who will marry you and you ain't married to them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How do you even think that? I can see if you're married and you start thinking, oh, man, these guys, they marry you and they don't even care about you. But I don't know what their scenario is. You know what I'm saying? Before you start doing stuff, do what you want to do. Make sure what you're doing is what you want to do. Get your priorities in order. If you do stuff out of order, you only have yourself to blame.
Mm-hmm.
Are we blaming all black men because you got dogged by a couple of guys? Blaming them, but that's not us. You think white guys don't do that? That makes sense. Anyway, got five more minutes. Anyway, so you know, that whole thing is just crazy. You know, but you know, if you want, talking about F these niggas, if black men don't know how to treat you, don't be loyal. Get even. The counter one of these type of women would be alarming to any potential white man who's looking for real love. They really want white men because they are angry with black men and in some cases striking out at black men by giving themselves to the historical enemy oppressor of black men. It's a generalization and a historical fact. Not all white men have been the enemy of black people. Not all black people have been united with black people. Black people still wrestle with racism, bigotry, hatred, disenfranchisement, inequity in the good old U.S. of A. To think that the struggle ended after the Civil War or the so-called Civil Rights Act is not to think at all. Interracial marriages have not ended bigotry, hatred, racism, disenfranchisement, and inequity. Interracial marriage became legal about 50 years ago. What was that? In 1967, the Supreme Court decided that miscegenation laws were unconstitutional. That's not long ago. Fact is, black women and white men have been hooking up for centuries. Now they come up with a new category for people who are of these unions calling in a biracial. Get the hell out of here. Race ain't even a real concept. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's not even a biological concept.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real. Get out of here. It was created to justify enslaving black man here. And I'm running out of time. So Q, I'm gonna thank you for calling in. I wanna thank Mr. Kenneth Jones for calling in. And We Talk Production, Blog Talk Radio, all my callers, downloaders. Y'all can download the show anytime you want after the show is on. You can check out the old shows on the website. Please feel free to jump in and share what you think, because your opinion is highly appreciated on my show. You don't have to agree with me. You don't have to agree with what I'm reading, because I'm reading the opinion of different people. And that's the idea behind the show, sharing these opinions so we can look into the minds of people that we don't know, and we can share things out of our minds with people that we do not know. So until next week, everybody, each one reach one, each one teach one. Peace out.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the shape of a war theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.